Hello again, this is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Jack Benny Show from the 1948-1949 season. Tonight's episode features Eddie Cantor. And Eddie Cantor is, of course, a famous star of radio, television, motion pictures, pretty much like Jack. But he started in radio in 1931, got his own show, I believe, in 32. Had his own show most of the time from 32 until about 1950. After that, he did. He was on some game show sort of shows and did television. He was on the Colgate Comedy Hour. The Colgate Comedy Hour on television would have Eddie Cantor one week, and then another week they would have Jerry Lewis and of course Dean Martin, and then other weeks they'd have different stars, and they'd rotate through, so none of the stars had to take on the whole show every single week. And Eddie Cantor did this for a couple of years and then had a heart attack, and so pulled back and didn't do it so much and pretty much stopped in 1954. He died in 1964, just a few months after I was born, because I was born in 64. So, anyway, just this wonderful, phenomenal character of a person. He was offered the role in The Jazz Singer before it was offered to Al Jolson, and turned it down, and then Al Jolson took it. But before Eddie Cantor was offered it, it was offered to Georgie Jessel. And Jessel turned it down, Cantor turned it down, and of course Jolson took the role. But Cantor was in a lot of films, probably more successful in film than Jack was, in that the amount of films he was in, he was probably in closer to 30 or 40 films, though some of them were shorts and not full-length films. Anyway, I hope you enjoy Eddie Cantor and Jack Benny and the whole gang, and we'll see you next time.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Feeling low,
feeling tense, these 8 words are common sense.
Smoke a lucky
to be your level best.
Smoke a lucky
to be your level best.
Millions of smokers are learning that Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense.
That's what fine tobacco can do for you. And
LSMFT, LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes, puff by puff, pack by pack, you'll really enjoy this fine, light, naturally mild Lucky Strike tobacco. And you'll agree that Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike, and get on the lucky level where you feel and do your level best.
Yes, smoke a Lucky to feel your level best.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wolf. Ladies and gentlemen, on last Sunday's broadcast, we presented our version of that great Warner Brothers picture, The Treasure of Sierra Madre. Immediately after that, the orchestra played our theme song. As we went off the air, here's exactly what happened.
All right, Phil, hold it. Phil, hold it. We're off the air. Tell your boys to stop.
Hey, that's enough, fellas. Stop. Cut. We're all ready. All right, boys, go home. Stop it.
Sammy, stop. Now, look. I don't want anybody to leave the stage. I want to talk to the entire cast.
Is there anything wrong, Mr. Benny?
Yes, there's plenty wrong, Dennis. Now, look, I don't want to get mad. I don't want to lose my temper. But the broadcast we just finished was one of the sloppiest shows I've ever heard. Everyone fluffing their lines, missing their cues.
Well, all right, Jack, it's over. Let's forget it.
We won't forget it, Mary. In fact, I want to talk to you first.
To me?
Yes. I can't understand what happened to you when you read your mother's letter. I haven't heard you get words so mixed up since that time in the restaurant when you ordered a chis sweet sandwich. No, really, it was awful.
Well, I'm sorry, Jack, but I just couldn't help it. Yesterday, the dentist put a new gold crown on one of my teeth, and it bothers me when I speak.
Look, Mary, I don't want any excuses. I'm just telling you that... a gold crown?
Yes.
What happened to your old one?
You kissed me, and it melted.
Gee, I didn't know. Oh, don't be funny. And now for you, Phil. During the program, you made a mistake that almost ruined a big laugh.
I did?
Yes. You were supposed... Look, Phil, you were supposed to say that your new car came equipped with a Dynaflex superflowing unijet turbovasculator, which is synchromesh with the multi-coil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer.
Uh-huh.
But instead of that, Phil, you said your new car came equipped with a Dynaflex superflowing unijet turbovasculator, which is synchromesh with a multi-coil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer. Imagine dynamometer.
I said that?
You certainly did.
Holy smoke, and I stayed on the wagon all week to get that line right.
Well, I'll give you one more chance, Phil. Read it now.
Jackson, I wouldn't read that line again if you named me in your will.
A will? What's that?
That's when you leave your money to somebody.
Whoever started a silly thing like that? Now, let's see. Who else made a mistake? Oh, yes, Dennis.
Go ahead, whip me, beat me, torture me, but I'll carry on. Laugh, clown, laugh.
Dennis, stop that.
Okay. Did I do something wrong on today's show, Mr. Benny?
Yes, you did, Dennis. In our sketch, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, I let you play two parts, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
But when you play the old prospector, you put in a line that wasn't even in the script.
Yes, sir.
You said, so long, I'll see you on page 12 when I come back as a Mexican bandit. Didn't you?
Si, senor.
Stop. Now, if it wasn't in the script, why did you say you were coming back later?
Well, my mother was listening, and I didn't want her to tune out.
Wait a minute. You mean your mother only listens to the part of the program that you're on?
Yeah, she thinks you're awful.
Look, Dennis.
She said if you didn't have the mortgage on our house, she'd slap your silly face.
All right, I didn't keep you here to discuss my real estate holdings. The point I'm trying to make is this. If there's going to be any more ad-libbing on this program, I'll be the one to do it.
Oh, fine.
What?
You couldn't ad-lib there off if you were at the Kentucky Derby and your suspenders broke.
Suspenders broke. Mary, don't be so smart. You can be replaced, you know. There are plenty of other girls in the May Company that can read lines. Now, kids, I wasn't bawling you out. I just wanted you to be a little more careful.
Well, that's Jack, you didn't say anything to me. Does that mean I read my lines right?
Yes, Don, you read your lines perfectly. But I do have one little complaint about the way you stand on the stage.
What do you mean?
Well, when the Sportsman Quartet came on to do their number, you were standing in front of the microphone blocking them. Now, you should have stepped aside.
But, Jack, I did step aside.
No, Don. The part that had legs stepped aside. The rest of you stayed. Now, watch it next time, Pear Shade.
Hey, gang, how about all of us going over to the drugstore for a sandwich? That is, if Mr. Benny has concluded the chastisement of his fellow thespians.
Phil, did that come out of you?
Certainly. What's so unusual about me knowing words of more than one cylinder?
That syllable! A cylinder is something round and hollow, like your head. Now, kids, you go to the drugstore, and I'll meet you later. I got to go to my dressing room and change. Gee, I hated to bawl him out, but I just had to. I hope I wasn't too harsh with him. Especially Phil. He's so sensitive. Oh, hello, Rochester.
Oh, hello, boss.
I didn't know you were in my dressing room. What are you doing with that typewriter?
Just what you told me to do. I'm making out the weekly payroll.
Oh, yes. You go ahead and finish while I change clothes.
Yes, sir. Mary Livingston. And 40 cents.
Oh, Rochester, where are my shoes?
Under the couch. Phil Harris. And 30 cents.
I don't see my shoes. Oh, yes, here they are.
Don Wilson. And 50 cents. Rochester Van Jones. And 12 cents.
Say, Rochester, have you made out Dennis Day's salary check yet?
No, boss, I'm just coming to it.
Oh, good. I want you to add $2 to Dennis's check.
Well, that's nice. Did you give him a raise?
No, we burned one of his shirts ironing it. So while you're at it, deduct a dollar from your check and a dollar from mine. Next time we won't be so careless. By the way, Rochester, did you have the radio on? Were you listening to my program? What'd you think of it?
We better stop burning shirts.
You're right, Rochester. Well, I'm all dressed. Step aside, please. I want to use the mirror.
Okay. Here's your comb, boss.
Thanks.
Here's your hair.
Thanks. Gee, I look tall.
Take the old one off first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going, Rochester. And before you leave, hang my clothes up in the closet, will you please?
Yes, sir.
You know, it was nice of CBS to fix up this dressing room for me and put in all this plumbing.
Boss, the plumbing was here. They just built the dressing room around it.
Oh, then I guess the whisk room was left over, too. Well, see you later, Rochester.
So long.
Uh-oh. Rochester, while you're at the typewriter, I wish you'd jot down the words, they're off.
They're off? What's that, boss?
It's something I want to ad lib in case my suspenders ever break at the Kentucky Derby. So long.
Oh, boss, boss!
What is it, Rochester?
I forgot to tell you while you were on the air, Mr. Hooper called.
Hooper? You're telling me you were listening to my program?
He didn't care about that. He called about his shirts.
Oh, well, they won't be ready till Monday. Gee, I remember the time I burned Mr. Hooper's shirt. My rating went down to 9.2. Or was it 2.9? Oh, well, that was weeks ago. Now my rating is back to 11. Or is it 1.1? Oh, well.
Oh, Jack, Jack.
Huh? Where are you, Don?
Well, here in my dressing room with the quartet.
Oh. I thought you went over to the drugstore with the gang.
Oh, the boys and I are just playing a little gin rummy.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Say, Jack, I'm terribly sorry there were so many mistakes made on the program today.
Well, I am too, Don, and frankly, I haven't been so upset after a broadcast in years.
Well, mistakes can happen. Don't let it bother you.
I know, Don, but my whole gang has been with me for years. There's no excuse for such carelessness. I really was burned up.
Well, Jack, the next time there's anything that upsets you, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Tell him, boys!
Powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile. Fill those blue eyes with laughter.
I'm not mad,
folks,
fellas.
We'll be laughing with you in a little while.
Look, I'm over it already.
Powder your face with Luckies. They always are in style. Get on that level. that lucky level. Smile, smile, smile.
Look, I'm smiling. I'm
fill
smiling.
Fill up the face with lucky.
I'm not worried.
Never feel low or tense. They're made of fine tobacco, and you will find that all these words make common sense. Dynaflex Super Flowing.
What?
Hydromesh Unijet.
Boys, look.
And did we mention that hydrotension?
Boys,
yes,
I bet that's not in the song.
Turbovasculator, Dynamomometer.
That's Dynamometer!
Yes,
boys, the commercial.
Level, that lucky level, so smile, smile, smile.
Better already. Well, see you later, fellas. The gang is waiting for me at the drugstore.
Gee, this drugstore is always so crowded.
Yeah, but they know me here. We'll get served right away. Watch.
I prepared this as soon as you came in, Mr. Harris. Here's your Broma Seltzer.
Thanks.
Shall I put two straws in it, or isn't Mr. Emily with you?
Now, wait a minute, Bud. I don't want no Bromo seltzer.
Oh, I'll drink it.
Dennis, why do you need a Bromo?
I went to a party last night, Liv.
A party?
Boy, oh, boy. Did we have fun. We played spin the bottle, post office, hide-and-go-seek, and sister, did I get stiff.
What?
I hid in the deep freeze and nobody found me.
If you folks would like to sit at the counter, there are three empty seats now. The waiter will take care of you.
Oh, yeah. Come along, Miss Livingstone.
Just a minute, Phil. I'm buying a magazine.
Okay, I'll go over and hold this seat.
Here's your change, Miss.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Dennis.
Oh, just a minute, Mary. I'm weighing myself. Oh, boy, look at this little card that came out.
Well, what does the card say?
Go to the races. You may get hot at Hollywood Park.
Oh, Dennis, come on.
Right over here, Libby.
Say, Phil, look. There's an article in this Cosmopolitan about Jack, and it's written by Eddie Cantor.
No kidding. What's it say?
Oh, get this opening line. Contrary to the miserly character he assumes on the radio, Jack Benny in real life is the most generous man I've ever met.
Eddie Cantor wrote that about Jackson? Hey, Libby. Freeze again, will you?
Contrary to the miserly character he assumes on the radio, Jack Benny in real life is the most generous man I've ever met.
Let me see that magazine, baby. Contrary to the miserly character he assumes on the radio,
Phil.
Jack Benny in real life,
Phil,
is the most generous man I ever met. And,
Phil.
Huh?
You got the magazine upside down.
All right, so I memorized it. But imagine anyone saying that Jackson is generous.
Well, I think Mr. Benny is very generous. When I first went to work for him, he only paid me $35 a week.
What are you getting now?
37.
Oh, I gave you a raise.
No, he burned one of my shirts.
Oh, Dennis, what are you...
Uh-oh, I gotta leave you kids. There's Remley.
Well, I didn't know Remley had a car.
That ain't no car. He's got a cold. So long, kids. I'll see you.
Dennis, let's look at the menu so we can... Dennis, where is that kid? Dennis!
Oh, I'm over here by the jukebox. Would you like to hear my recording of Little Mother of Mine?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
Sometimes in the hush of the evening hour, when shadows creep from the west, I think of the twilight songs you sang and the boy you lulled to rest. The wee little boy with tousled head that long, long ago I wonder if sometimes that boy. Come to man's estate, grown stalwart in body and strong. You'd hardly know that he was the lad you loved with your slumber song. The years have altered the form and the life, but the heart is unchanged by time, and still he's only your boy as of old. Oh, little mother of mine,
record, Dennis. I liked it very much.
So did everybody in the drugstore. They all applauded.
Yeah, they all applauded. Here I am, kids. Did you order yet?
Oh, not yet, Jack. We're waiting for you.
Oh, good. I'll get the menu. Oh, waiter.
Yeah.
May we have a menu, please?
Certainly. Here you are.
Thanks. Now, let's see. Oh, waiter, why have you got all those steering wheels attached to the counter?
Those are for people who like to eat in drive-ins and can't afford cars.
Cars?
The one on the end is a convertible.
What?
If you press the button, the roof comes down.
Oh, be quiet! Why do I always run into this crazy guy? I don't know what I want to eat. Dennis, what are you going to order?
A hamburger sandwich and check my oil.
Dennis, stop going along with the waiter. Now, let's see. What do I want?
Yeah, are you people going to order, or are you waiting for the floor show?
The floor show in a drugstore?
Yes. At 8 o'clock, Dr. Scholl comes out and does a fan dance with 2 foot pads.
Dr. Scholl?
He's corny, but he's good.
Now, cut that out! Just take our orders, and that's all. We'll have 3 hamburgers. Now, go get them.
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. I don't want a hamburger.
Well, you can have anything you like. What do you want?
A chisui sandwich.
I knew it!
Stop yelling at the girl. We make wonderful chisui sandwiches.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll try a chisui sandwich.
Would you like me to crim the truss?
Yes, crim the truss. Yes. I don't know why I ever come in this place. The service is awful. The waiter's so... Oh, for heaven's sake, look at that. Waiter, come back here.
Now what?
Now what? Look at this glass. There's lipstick on it.
Well, there's water in it. Wash it off.
Wash it off yourself. You know, Mary, I've never seen such a fresh waiter in all my life.
Hey, mister, would you mind moving your elbow so I can get the sugar?
I don't know why I came in here anyway. We never can get a booth. We always have to sit at the counter.
Mister, would you move your elbow so I can get the sugar?
Believe me, Mary, this is the last time I'm ever...
Hey, look, bud, I'm trying to get the sugar.
What?
Would you mind lifting your blockade, or do I have to wait till May the 12th?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you are. Now, Mary, as soon as we...
Oh, Jack, look who just came in.
Who? Well, what do you know? Eddie Cantor. Eddie, come here.
Hiya, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Well, sit down, Eddie. Have a sandwich or something.
Thanks, Jack.
Eddie, you know Dennis Dave.
Sure. Hello, Dennis.
Well, Eddie Camper, how do you do?
Now, Dennis, stop. Come on, Eddie. What are you going to have?
Well, I'm not very hungry, but waiter, I'll have a sandwich, chicken sandwich and an ice cream soda.
Very good, sir. What flavor?
The usual. A glass of Papal Ribbon with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Eddie, ice cream and beer, isn't that an odd combination?
Look, Jack, do I say anything when you break 6 lucky strikes into a bowl and call it the breakfast of champions?
Well, to each his own, I guess.
Say, Eddie, that was a nice article you wrote about Jack and the Cosmopolitan.
It certainly was, Eddie, and I want to thank you. It was a very honest piece.
I'm glad you liked it, Jack. Did you read the part where I said, contrary to the miserly character he assumes on the radio, Jack Benny in real life is the most generous man I've ever met?
Yes, I did, Eddie, and only a man like you, who has known me all my life, can appreciate the finer side of my character.
Hey, Mary, you want to split a Bromo Seltzer?
No, my head's all right. It's my stomach that bothers me.
Mary, please.
Mary, you may think I'm exaggerating about Jack's generosity, but I'll never forget that day in 1928 when he first played the Palace Theater in New York. After the opening performance, Jack walked into Lindy's restaurant and yelled, "Okay, fellas, I'll buy drinks for everybody."
Buy drinks in 1928? Prohibition wasn't repealed till 1933.
Jack was willing to wait.
Yeah.
Hear your orders. Will there be anything else?
No, thanks.
That'll be all.
Say, Eddie, speaking of the Palace in New York, remember the fun we used to have in vaudeville together?
Oh, yeah. Jack, remember the time...
What, Eddie? What?
Remember the time you made a blind date over the phone and you asked the girl if she could bring a friend for me? And she said yes, she'd bring her sister?
Yeah.
Did she bring her sister?
She had to. They were Siamese twins.
Yeah, they were in vaudeville, too. They had a great act. Their names were Doris and Dorothy Ace. They were billed as aces back to back.
Dennis, I'll have that Bromo Seltzer now.
Gosh, Eddie, those were the days. Good old boy. We used to see a lot of each other then.
Oh, yeah. Say, look, Jack, why don't you and Mary come over to my house for dinner next Saturday night?
Oh, I'd love to, Eddie.
Me, too.
Good. You see, it's my birthday, and we're having a few friends over.
Your birthday, eh? How old are you going to be, Eddie? Oh, come on, Eddie. Tell me, what's the difference? How old are you going to be?
How old am I going to be? What's the use of kidding, Jack? Everyone else I can lie to, but not you. You know my right age. You know I'm even older than you.
Well, I know, but how old are you going to be?
40.
Well, me next. Say, Eddie, I was just wondering, how old, now this is just between you and me, you know, how old do you think Al Jolson is?
I don't know, but Ida is his daughter.
No kidding.
Well, I've got to run along, Jack. Oh, waiter.
Yes?
My check, please.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Eddie. Get your hand out of your pocket.
Huh?
I asked you to sit here. This is on me.
No, Jack. You were here already, and I horned in. Waiter, give me my check.
Oh, no, you don't. Look, Eddie, we've been friends for years. You wrote this wonderful article about me, and now you want to spoil the whole thing. Waiter, how much is Mr. Cantor's check?
It's 65 cents.
After all, Eddie, I... 65 cents? For what? All we had was a chicken sandwich and a glass of beer.
Jack, I'll pay for it.
You will not. He wrote the article about me. Now, look, waiter, how can this bill be 65 cents? All he had was a chicken sandwich and a glass of beer.
If he had the beer, why are you foaming at the mouth?
You keep out of this. Now, waiter, this is outrageous. It's highway robbery.
Jack, don't make a scene. Let me have the check, for heaven's sake.
I will not. You're my guest. All right, waiter, it's a holdup, but I'll pay it. Can you change a $50 bill?
I can change it.
You shut up!
Jack, it's me, Eddie, the one who wrote all those nice things about you. Like I said in my article, Jack Benny is the most generous man
I've ever... You can stop with that already, too. I don't mind being generous, Eddie. But when you first came in here, you said you weren't hungry. Then you sat here and stuffed yourself.
stand up a 65-cent bill. Well, flattery won't get you anywhere, Mr. Tander. Here's your check. Come on, Mary, let's go.
But, Jack. How do you like that guy? He's gone. Well, I'm glad. Waiter, how much did you say that check was? 65 cents? You
know, it's $3.25.
What?
He didn't pay his either.
Well, this is a fine how do you do.
How do you do?
Shut up!
Jack, we'll be back in just a moment, but first...
Feeling low.
Feeling tender. These 8 words are common sense.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
To feel your level best, smoke a lucky. For Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense. It's important to know that fine tobacco can do this for you. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Light, ripe, naturally mild tobacco. No wonder more independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined. So when you choose your cigarette, remember Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense. Put you on the right level to feel and do your level best. Yes, be sure to make your next carton of cigarettes Lucky Strike.
Smoke a lucky
to be your level best.
Smoke a lucky
to be your level best.
Happy Mother's Day and good night, everybody.
Be sure to hear Dennis Day and A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Stay tuned in for the Amos and Andy Show, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday, time for the Bill Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today is Mother's Day, and Phil doesn't have anything for Alice. He intended to buy her something very nice, but... Well, let's go back 2 days. Alice and Phil are downtown shopping.
Hey, Alice, let's go home. I'm tired of looking in shop windows and walking up...
Oh, Phil, just look at that stunning two-piece French bathing suit.
Well, I'll look, but I ain't gonna... Ooh, la, la.
Like it?
Vive la France and cherche ma femme.
All right, take it easy, Father. Simmer down. I just wanted to know how you liked it.
I think it's very seductive.
Then why don't you go in and buy it?
Yeah, maybe I'll... Nah, I'll stick to my Hawaiian trunks.
Bill, I thought you might buy it for... Well...
For who?
Oh, I might as well tell you. Sunday is Mother's Day, and it would make a wonderful gift.
Oh, don't be silly. My mother ain't the type for that.
Phil, I was suggesting that you buy it for me.
You? Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't let my wife wear one of them things.
Why not?
Well, it's too scanty. You're liable to catch cold in it. I'm just thinking of your health, dear. You need something warmer.
Well, then how about buying me that full-length mink coat we saw? That ought to keep me warm.
That'd keep you too warm. You'd only perspire and run a temperature.
There must be a healthy present he can buy me. Hey, Doc, how about a diamond bracelet?
Honey, diamond bracelets, fur coats, take it easy. I don't have that kind of cabbage.
Well, if you're a little short, I'll help you out. I'll tell you what, Phil, I'll give you an advance on your allowance.
No, thank you. I have a stipend. Now, let me see. I got 20, 40, 60, 70.
Hey, Bud, could you spare $5 for a guy who needs a curly?
Hello, Frankie.
Oh, hello, Alice. I didn't recognize
you. Wait a minute, Remley. What's the idea of panhandling?
Please, I am not panhandling. I happen to be soliciting financial aid for a worthy people.
Who?
The INLGPNRs.
Oh, the Inilkapers. Fine race of people.
Frankie, who on earth are the INLGPNRs?
The Institute for Needy Left-Handed Guitar Players named Remley.
Oh, it's for you, huh? Alice, he's trying to raise money to pay his bookie. He owes him $134.
Curly, you're maligning me. Just trying to raise enough money to send my dear old mom a gift for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's sweet, Frankie. What are you going to send her, a shawl, a knitting bag, or...
No, I have a sentimental custom. I send her money, $1 for every year of her life.
Oh, now, Frankie, that's a wonderful idea, and I'll lend you the money. How old is your mother?
134. Plus interest.
So it is your bookie. I was right the first time. Oh, Remley, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Forgetting your mother on Mother's Day.
I didn't forget her. I already sent her something. Did you get something for Alice?
No, but... Well, I'm going to right now. Look, Alice, you run along and you go on home, and I'm going to stay downtown, and I'm going to shop for your present.
All right, honey. See you later.
Okay. Hey, Remley.
Hmm?
She's a sweet hunk of stuff, boy. Sure wish I knew what to get her.
Isn't there something she expressed a desire for?
Yeah. Yeah, she liked that mink coat in the window there, but it cost $3,000.
Well, yeah, if you buy it in a swanky store like that, but not if you buy it wholesale.
Well, where can I get it wholesale?
What did you say?
I said, I don't know if I want you to answer this or not. I said, where can I get it wholesale?
I happen to know a guy.
I know a guy.
Wait a minute.
See you later.
No, wait a minute. Come here, Curly. Look. I don't know this guy personally, but they say he's a reputable furrier. His name is I.J. Grogan. At least look at his furs. If you don't like them, you don't have to buy them.
True. All right, I'll look. Come on, let's go. Hey, Remley.
Hmm?
Is Grogan's place in this ritzy neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. It's just off this street. Come on, Curly. We turn right in here.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hmm?
What are we going up this dark alley for?
Well, the store is out of the high rent district. See, it's along here someplace.
Psst. Hey, Bud, you want to buy a fur coat?
Oh, Here's Grogan's Fur Shop Hay now.
He has his fur shop right out here in the open.
Yeah, no overhead. Mr. Grogan, we're here to look at some mink coats.
Well, see, you come to the right place. I got a couple hanging right here on the fence. Now here's a beautiful pelt. I can let you have it for $500. Now just feel this fur. Go ahead, stroke it.
Okay. Hey. This feels nice and soft and...
Sounds like a good mink.
Cut it out, will you? It ain't no mink, it's a cat.
In that case, I'll let you have it for $250.
Wait a minute. Frankie, let's get out of here. I've seen this guy in a cowboy hat selling radios all the time. I don't want to do no business up no alley. I want to go to a regular store.
Well, now, why don't you say so? Follow me into my shop.
Careful, now you watch your step, man. Nobody's ash cans here. That's it. Now, if you just crawl in here through this window... here we are.
Here we are where?
Here.
Remley, how do you find these places?
I got contacts.
Now, gents, you wanted to buy a good fur coat. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got one right here.
Well, let me see it.
Okay. Wait till I turn the lights out.
Oh, I've come to the right place now. What's the idea of turning the lights on?
It's for your own protection. This coat is so highly glazed, if I leave the lights on, it'll dazzle you. Now, just look at this fur.
Look at it? A guy's got to be an owl to buy a coat in this joint.
Stop horsing around. Shall I wrap this coat up, or do you want to wear it?
I wouldn't buy a coat in this jip joint. Come on, Frankie. Hey, I'm sorry, Grogan. I changed my mind. I ain't going to buy my wife a fur. I'm going to buy her a diamond bracelet.
Diamond bracelet? You come to the right place. Here, step right behind this crate. Into our jewelry department. Now, wait till I turn the lights on.
Oh, this we get to see with the lights on.
Of course. I ain't ashamed of my jewelry. Hey, just look at this piece here. Now, there's a bracelet any woman would be proud to own.
Hey, Curly, this is a beautiful hunk of jewelry.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like the real thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Grog, how much you want for this?
Well, sir, I can let you have it for as little as how much you got.
$200.
Sold. You drive a hard bargain, bud. All right, get the cash out while I wrap this up. Would you like to have a gift wrapped?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll use this beautiful paper here. No, I better wrap it in something else. This is today's racing form, and I haven't read it yet. Have you got the 200?
Have I got it? I got the money right here in my hand. But wait a minute. Before I hand it over, are you sure that this is genuine?
Looks like good money to me.
I mean a bracelet.
Well, have it appraised. If they say it's worth less than $500, I'll give you your money back.
Fair enough, eh? Yeah. Say... Tell me, Grogan, if this is worth $500, how can you afford to sell it to me for $200?
That's simple. I eliminate the middleman. Or any other man who happens to get in my way. It's a pleasure to do business with someone like you. What do you know? It's a 5 o'clock whistle already. It's time to go home. I'll just take that $200. Thanks.
So long.
Wait a minute, Grogan. Frankie, why is he going down that trap door?
I guess he has an apartment under the store. Well, now that you got Alice's present, let's take it home and we'll see.
All right, you mugs, stay where you are and get your hands up. This is the law.
Well, if it ain't Seymour Subpoena in person.
Yeah, old Nick Nightstick himself.
You're under arrest for receiving stolen goods. Hand over that bracelet.
Beat it, will you, bud? You're cluttering up the aisle. Go pound a beat,
hey,
somebody.
Curly. Can't talk that way to a cop.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He ain't no cop. It's a racket. Grogan sells you the stuff, and this guy sticks you up and takes it back. He works with Grogan. He's a Confederate.
Curly, he can't be a Confederate.
Why not?
He's wearing a blue uniform.
Well, Mr. Bones, we finished with that mess for a routine last week.
Well, I just thought that I'd get a little yak in here.
All right, Pick and Pat. Let's see how funny you can be down at the station house.
Station house? Hey, Rebel, did he say station house?
Yeah, that must be the play.
All right, come on, come on.
Now, wait a minute, wait.
Come on.
Miss Harris, we called you down to headquarters because we have a mug here who claims to be your husband. Turnkey's bringing him in now.
Oh, he can't be my husband. Mr. Harris is downtown shopping. Oh, wait till I see this phony who's masquerading as my husband. I'll tell...
Hello, honey.
Oh, no. No, 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 no!
Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, Alice, I'm glad you're here. Now you can tell these guys who...
Quiet, you! Mrs. Harris, is this man your husband?
Before I answer that, can it be used against me?
Honey, will you please tell the man who I am? I want to
Sergeant,
get out...
He is my husband.
Oh, my mistake.
His mistake, he says. Phil, how did you get into this?
Honey, I was buying you a Mother's Day present, and I didn't know the guy had stolen goods.
Miss Harris, if you'll vouch for these men, I'll let them go in your custody.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. And now to show my appreciation, I'd like to do something for you. Here's a couple of tickets to my radio show.
Oh, Mr. Harris, you're so good to me. I'm on duty Sunday. I won't be able to go.
Oh, what a shame. I'd hate to have you miss my song, Sarge. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll sing it for you right now.
Curly, please, not in the police station. You'll get us arrested again.
Quiet, Remley. This one Alice does with me.
Oh.
Let's show him, honey.
I simply can't
stay.
But
baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very warm.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
I.
My mother will start to worry.
What you hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
The fireplace roars.
So really, I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors may think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in
no
this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell. I
ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
I really
pride?
Can't
oh,
stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
Ooh,
no.
It's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical
my
shore.
My maiden aunt's
gosh,
mind
your lips
vicious.
Are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard
I've
before.
I've gotta get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
Thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing
there's
to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at least
sorrow.
There will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia,
I really can't
get
stand.
Over that old doubt.
Ah,
maybe
but it's
cold out.
People sing in the darndest places.
Phil, not go home.
Oh, he can't go home yet. He has to get that $200 back from Grogan so he can buy your Mother's Day present.
Frankie's right.
I'd rather forget the present.
No, no. We won't have any trouble getting the money back. Come on, Curly. Grogan belongs to a very exclusive club. We'll find him there.
Okay, look, Alice, you go home and I'll call you right after I get my money back,
but
huh?
But, Phil, please don't.
I want my money back. Hey, Frankie.
Hmm?
This is a swanky club. Are you sure Grogan belongs to this?
Oh, yeah, he's a charter member. He must be around someplace. Ah, there he is. Hey, Grogan. Grogan. Hey, number 297341.
Is somebody calling me?
There he is.
Oh, that's...
Oh, it's you guys. Well, Bud, how'd the little woman like the trinket?
She didn't see it. I got arrested for having stolen goods.
Arrested? Remley, I'll thank you to get this ex-con out of here. I don't do business with criminals.
I'm a criminal. You sold me a hot bracelet.
All right, come around tomorrow. I'll send you a fan to cool it off.
Now, wait a minute, Grogan. I want my money back or I'm going to tell the police on you.
Oh, you big tattletale. That's it. If you want your money back, I'll give it to you. Come on in the dining room. I'll get it for you.
Yo Levin, the winner.
Ryan, 6-9. Get
in the field. Everybody, get in the field. Number 14, Black.
Get in the field, everybody. Get in. Come on now.
All right, you wait here. I'll get your money.
This is a nice big dining room. Look at all the tables.
Yeah. Wonder why everybody's standing at them tables. Must be buffet service.
Well, I'm hungry. Let's get something to eat.
Hey,
let's go over to this table.
Yeah. Hey, look at it, really.
Hmm?
Hey, this is a cute tablecloth. Green with numbers on it. Good idea. Yeah.
And look at the nice, big, lazy Susan they got in the middle.
Yeah, but they ain't much food on it. All they got is one little white meatball spinning around.
Curly.
What?
That's a roulette wheel. This is a gambling joint.
No. So this is what they look like.
Heavens to Betsy, what a rude awakening.
Yeah, and we better get out of here if we ever got caught in this fucking...
Ow! Everybody stay where you are. This is a raid. Ghost the lights. Everybody scatter.
Right. Nothing, Stark. This is our chance to get away from here. Come on.
Come on, yeah. Let's beat it.
Follow me and don't lose your head, Remley. I'll get you out of this.
Oh, I hope you can. I've never been so frightened in all my life.
Control yourself, will you, Frankie? Every time you get excited, your voice goes up too.
Ain't me, it's a dame.
Oh, that's all we need.
Oh, please, please help me get
okay,
out.
Okay, lady, okay, lady, okay, calm down. Just come right with us, right through this door. There.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness we made it. Nobody's here but the three of us.
And little me. Get your hands up.
Hey, look, it's Blue Boy again.
Homer Handcuff.
Oh, so it's you two, huh? You guys get around, don't you?
You ain't exactly a stay-at-home yourself. Now, officer, this time it's a mistake. You hear me?
Yeah, it always is.
Hey, Murph, can I get these people's names from my paper?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, no, a reporter. Now, look, Remley, whatever you do, don't give your right name. Tell him you're somebody else.
I'm Larkin of the Mirror. What's your name, bud?
My name? Julius Abruzzio, Mac.
And what's your name, mister?
Phil Harris.
Frankie, what did you give my name for?
You took the one I was going to use. Yours is the only other one I could think of.
You're Phil Harris, huh? And who are you, Blondie? Are you with him?
Yes, I'm
I'm his wife.
Alice Faye?
No, no, look.
Oh, wait till the story hits the streets. Faye and Harris caught a gambling raid. I'll have this on the stands in an hour.
Now, wait a minute. Come back here. That's not Alice, and I'm not me.
All right, get moving, all of you. If we hurry, you can get your old cell back.
Gee, the story in the papers is horrible. Miss Faye in jail, caught in a gambling raid. I'd never have thunk it of her. I guess you can't tell a book by its cover. And such a beautiful cover. What a binding. I wonder who's here at the house taking care of the kids while she's incarcerated.
Oh, hello, Julia.
Miss Faye, yours has been sprung. Why'd you shoot your way out?
What on earth are you talking about?
You're supposed to be in jail. It says here in the paper that Phil Harris and Alice Faye was arrested in a gambling raid.
A gambling raid? Oh, Julius, I...
You don't have to explain, soulmate. I don't care about your sordid past. I know your husband drug you into this.
Now, Julius, listen to me.
Let me take you away from that Fagin and his criminal existence.
Julius, please, Mr. Harris is in jail. What'll I do?
Leave him there! This is our opportunity, Dream Girl. Let's fly away to Hawaii.
Julius.
Blue Hawaii. Way to hookah, hookah, nookah, nookah, snookah, snookah, go swimming by.
Oh, stop it. I have to go down and get him out. Oh, I'd love to teach him a lesson.
Then take me with you. I'm the best little teacher you can get.
Miss Harris, I'm sorry you had to come down to the station house again.
Oh, Alice, thank goodness you showed up. I've been trying to tell that sergeant that I'm innocent and I want to get out of here.
If you sure don't baby face the gang's mouthpiece, I'll have you out in no time.
Alice.
What gang?
Don't tell me you never heard of the Harris Band. He's the leader of the toughest mob this side of Chicago. He's public enemy number one.
But I...
Oh, so you're the leader of a band of bad men, eh?
Well, it's not their fault. They just happen to be lousy musicians.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. You tell me, son. Is this Phil Harris the radio comedian, or is he public enemy number one?
Yes. Show any Sunday.
Why, you little...
Stand back. Mrs. Harris, is this man your husband? Is he a crook? Is he a band leader? Or is he nuts?
Yes. I mean, no. Sergeant, this man is my husband. He's not guilty of any crime, and if you'll release him in my custody, I'll be responsible.
Okay, but this time, keep him out of trouble. Get out of here, Harris. And turnkey, throw that Remley character out, too.
Come along, Phil. And this time we're going right home.
No, we're not. We are not going home. I'm just storing up. We're not going till I get that money back from Grogan so I can buy you a Mother's Day present.
Phil, please stay away from
I'm
that man.
I'm not
going
to stay away from that man. He owes me that money, and this time I'm going to his house. Now, I'm not going to get in any trouble there. Remley knows where he lives. Now, go home, and I'll call you as soon as I get my $200 back.
Hello?
Hello, Alice. It's me.
Oh, thank goodness. Did you get the $200 from Grogan?
Yeah, I got it, and I went downtown and bought you a Mother's Day present with it.
Oh, Phil, I can't wait to see it. When will you be home?
Just a minute. Hey, Sarge, how long do you think I'll be here?
Phil, you're in jail again?
Yes, dear.
What for now?
Passing counterfeit money.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Recently, a customer asked me for an example of Rexall quality that she could see with her own eyes. I told her one example like that is the label on a Rexall drug product, and she came back with...
But every drug product has a label.
Yes, ma'am, that's true, but let's take a look at this Rexall label for a minute. See these three different sets of numbers? One here in this corner, one over here, and one up here?
Yes.
You've probably never noticed them before, but Each one means that certain important steps in the preparation of this product have been carefully done and thoroughly checked. For instance, this one here is the product's code number and tells the tested formula by which it was compounded. This one here is the control number, which was assigned to the complete case history that has been kept on this product through every step of its manufacture.
And this one here?
That's the identification of the label itself. And it means that the label has been carefully checked for the proper directions and is the right one for this particular product.
And I've always looked on a label as just a piece of paper with the name of the product.
Well, ma'am, those pieces of paper are handled like currency in a bank. They're kept in a locked room until the labeling process begins. Then a certain amount is counted out very carefully, and after the labeling run, every one of them is again counted and checked against the number of bottles or packages labeled. Naturally, the two have to balance.
Well, that is evidence I can see for myself.
Yes, ma'am. Evidence of the painstaking care and accuracy that go into the preparation of all of the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. When you remember things like this, you understand why some 10,000 independent Rexall druggists tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Alice, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't get you anything for Mother's Day. I didn't get my money back from Grogan and...
Oh, that's all right, Phil. You don't have to get me anything.
But I want to.
Well, if you insist, okay. But don't spend too much money. Get me something inexpensive.
Like what?
Well, I could use something to get around town in. How about a Cadillac convertible, darling? Or would you rather buy me a Lincoln Continental, sweetheart?
Take roller skates and call me Stinky.
This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Jack Benny Show from the 1938-1939 season. Tonight's episode... We're about a week off because tonight's episode is going to be about the Kentucky Derby, which was run last week. But it's nice to hear Jack talking about the Derby and that we just had our own Kentucky Derby ourselves. I will try and find the 1939 Kentucky Derby if it's on YouTube and play that for you on the podcast. I'll also... or link to it on the podcast, anyway. I'll also try and find the 1934 Kentucky Derby, because I think Jack talks about that a little bit on our 1934 broadcast that we aired earlier today. This one's kind of fun in that it features the cast all being horses. So, a different sort of skit. So, I hope you enjoy... Jack and the Gang being the horses from the Kentucky Derby of 1939, and I hope you enjoy watching the Kentucky Derby of 1939. Anyway, without further ado, here's Jack and the Gang.
J-E-L-L-O.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with Sing My Heart. Ladies and gentlemen, there are certain words which seem to have a fine, dependable sound, and I think the word genuine is one of them. The dictionary says genuine, real, true, pure, having the character it is claimed to have as a genuine signature. Well, Jell-O measures up to every one of these claims, and the name Jell-O is a genuine signature. For that name is a trademark. It's the property of General Foods, and it tells you here is the real thing. If you hear any other gelatin dessert called Jell-O, that's incorrect, for there is no other Jell-O. So whenever you order Jell-O, always order it by name, whether it's from your grocer or in a restaurant. And this is National Restaurant Week, the week of May 8th to May 14th. So when you're dining out, order Jell-O for dessert. Just remember to enjoy Jell-O's delicious extra-rich flavor, as tempting as the real fruit. Be sure to insist by name on genuine Jell-O.
Sing My Heart, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, that spring is here and well underway, tonight we bring you a big dose of sulfur and molasses, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello again. This is Tough to Take Benny coming to you. So hold your nose, folks, and swallow hard. Ain't I awful? You know, Don, we can laugh now about sulfur molasses, but when I was a kid, I hated that stuff, didn't you?
I sure did.
Gee, I remember every time my mother gave it to me, I used to go, ugh.
Ugh?
Yeah. Oh, sometimes I'd go, ish. But as a rule, I'd stick to ugh. It was a colloquial expression in Waukegan.
Well, yeah. Tell me, Jack, did you say ugh for cod liver oil, too?
Ugh for cod liver oil? Heavens no, Don. For cod liver oil, the correct ejaculation is brrr Nagasaki. I remember that distinctly.
Well, that's about the silliest routine I've ever heard. I'm getting out of here before the wagon pulls up.
Well, you're a fine one to criticize, Mr. Harris, with that baby talk of yours.
What baby talk?
I heard you on the air last night singing the Three Little Fishes. Top, said the mama fitty top, if you tan, andy fam, right over the dam. Whee!
Now, wait a minute.
You should have heard him, folks. Boop, boop, diddum, dotum, wadum. You know, Phil, just because you drink like a fish, you don't have to act like one. Imagine a big gawk like you singing Twee Itty Fishies.
Hmm? Well, why shouldn't I? It's a very popular song, and it's sweeping the country.
It is, eh?
Yes, and I did lots and lots of wee twists to ting it.
Oh, who do? Well, listen, Phil, don't ting it in here if you want to keep your job. I'm getting tick and tired of you towing off all the time.
Well, I don't care about my job here anyway. I'm in pictures now and doing swell. And if you want to know something, I'm even trying to get rid of my orchestra.
Oh, you are, eh? Well, Phil, for your information, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, do not dump orchestra in ash can until you are out of same. I found that in a rice cookie. So you better stick to radio, Phil, you and your twee itty fishies.
Oh, tut it out. Tut it out.
Tut it out yourself and tut up. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, kiddies. Can an adult get in this conversation?
I think so. Say, Mary, did you ever hear Phil do that baby song, Three Itty Fishies?
Sure, I was over at the Wilshire Bowl the other night and saw him do it. Everybody stopped dancing to watch him.
Got plenty of laughs, didn't I, Mary?
Who wouldn't with those diapers you were wearing?
Oh, dressing for the part, eh?
Yeah, and you want to know something, Jack?
What?
Our maestro is knock-kneed.
Knock-kneed? Hey, I didn't know that.
Oh, she's ribbon, Jack. I ain't knock-kneed.
Go on. You couldn't get a piece of dental floss between those knobs.
Oh, that's a good one. So the big movie star is knock-kneed. That's rich.
Quiet, hooplegs.
Mary, we were discussing Phil. Anyway, we've got a long play to do tonight, so let's all settle down and get started. Where's Kenny?
Kenny? I saw him across the street in the sandwich shop.
Oh.
You should have seen him flirting, Jack. You know, they've got a new waitress over there.
They have?
Phil, come back here. I never saw such a guy.
Well, I'm hungry.
If you're hungry, take a sandwich out of my bucket. It's under the piano, right next to my police dog.
Oh, Jack, why do you have to bring that dog down here? Nobody's going to steal your lunch.
Oh, no? Take a good look at those drooling dipsy doodlers sitting there. I need that dog all right.
Say, Jack, why do you always bring your lunch to the studio anyway?
18 years ago, he lost a hat in a restaurant.
Mary, I've been trying to forget that. So please. Quiet, Baskerville. Say, Mary, what were you saying before about Kenny?
Well, he was in the sandwich shop trying to date up that new waitress.
Uh-huh.
He had 3 malted milks, 2 ice cream sodas, and a banana split before he got her first name.
Ooh, goodness. How could he eat all that stuff?
With a spoon! Ha ha! That's a good one.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going home, that's all. I'm going home. Come on, Baskerville.
What's the matter, Jack? I thought that was pretty quick thinking.
Listen, Ezra. I want you to cut out those ad-libs. You've started more bridge games in the middle of our program than anybody on it. You know what kills me, Don? I work and slave over a script all week long. And then on Sunday, the Maharaja walks in and with 3 little words puts us right back on the Chautauqua circuit.
With a spoon. Well, it just came to me and I said it.
And you know, folks, this just came to me.
Oh, fine.
As long as you have a spoon, get a dish, fill it with Jell-O, and you'll have the most tempting gelatin dessert you've ever tasted in your life.
Well, at least, Don, you're sophisticated.
It is economical, easy to make, and comes in six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Look for the big red letters on the box.
Well, I don't know where we are now, so we might as well have a number. Play something, Phil. Hold it a minute. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Is Phil Harris going to sing Three Little Fishes tonight?
No, and who are you?
Just a hungry college boy. Goodbye.
Now, I wonder if the CCC boys could plant something on his head. Play, Phil. Of the Rio Grande, played by Phil Harris and his Miracle Mile Music Manglers. And just to be fair about it, I must admit that that number was very good. It was swell.
I didn't think it was loud enough.
Not loud enough? Why, Phil, you've got three violins in your orchestra, which I know will be startling news to our listening audience. They're plenty loud.
Not for me. I got to put more brass in my band.
More brass? Phil, you've got a trumpet player alone that Gabriel will have a tough time following. That last number, he blew a pompadour right up the back of my neck. Just leave well enough alone, Phil. And now, folks...
Just the same, I need more sock to my music, more volume.
Why don't you put in a burglar alarm?
That's all he needs. And now, folks...
My band may sound all right to you, Jack, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't hear enough brass.
Phil, just pin your curls up over your ears and everything will be ducky. Now, let's get on with our show.
Hey, Jack, look who just came in.
Oh, yes, our sandwich shop, Casanova. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Jack. Boy, am I sick.
Well, you should be sick. After three malted milks, two ice cream sodas, and a banana split. All of that just to talk to a girl.
Well, I'm going out with her tonight if I feel better.
Oh, you are, eh?
Yeah, I got her phone number right here in this card. Gee, she's beautiful.
Give me that number, Kenny. I'll hold it for you till you grow up. Come on, give it to me.
I won't.
You give me that or I'll tell your mother.
All right. Here, you stool pigeon.
It's more like it.
Oh, Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mary, I only took that phone number away from Kenny because he's too young to be going out with girls.
Well, you're too old, so give it to Phil.
Oh, no.
Come on, Jackson. Make way for tomorrow.
Phil, you're not getting her number, and neither is Kenny.
You think she'd like a fat boy?
What is this, a grab bag? Now, nobody's getting this girl's number, so forget it.
Looks like she's stuck with Foxy Grandpa.
Mary, I'm merely holding her phone number because Kenny is too young. Let's see this. Oxford 7-3. Kenny, is this a 3 or a 5?
Well, I'll tell you when I grow up.
Here, you can have it back. I was only kidding.
Say, Kenny, old pal, I got an idea. Why don't you bring your girlfriend over to the Wilshire Bowl tonight?
I'll let you lead my band.
You better hang your girl in the check room, Kenny.
You said it, Mary.
And how? You know, Jack, the last time I brought a girl over to Phil's place, Phil came home with us in a cab.
Well, I bet you were plenty burned up, weren't you?
I'll say I had to sit up front with the driver where I couldn't hear the radio.
Oh, so Phil got your girl, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, for your edification, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, he who introduces girlfriend to Phil Harris had better carry spare. And now, kiddies, let's forget our love life and get on with the program. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, yesterday marked another running of that great annual turf classic, the Kentucky Derby. So for our play tonight, we are going...
Well, by the way, Jack, did you place a bet on the big race yesterday?
Yes, Don, I had $2 on the winner, Johnstown. I had a terrific hunch on him.
That's Jack, all right. He throws away his money like a boomerang.
Now, Mary, that horse wasn't so sure of winning.
You didn't play him to win.
Oh, that's right. I had him to show. Getting back to our play, as I was saying, folks, yesterday was the running of the Great Kentucky Derby. So tonight, the Benny Perry Mutual Players will present an original play dedicated to this outstanding event. This will go on...
Hey, is this a jello program?
What? Why, Andy Devine, the old mayor of Van Nuys himself. Come on in.
Hiya, Buck. Well,
seen him in a long time. Andy, gee, I haven't seen you in weeks. So why don't you drop around once in a while?
Well, I've been pretty busy on the farm, Buck. You know, it's spring, and I've been doing all the planting and plowing, and it's a lot of work for one man.
I'll bet it is. Hey, well, doesn't your pa do anything on the farm?
No, Buck, he's got a system.
Oh.
He makes cider in the fall, bottles it in the winter, drinks it in the spring, and sleeps all summer.
Well, at least he's happy. But, Andy, with all you got to do, I should think you'd try and get a little work out of your paw.
Oh, I don't trust him, Buck. Last year he took a couple of snorts and plowed up Highway 99.
Well, I'm glad you found time to come down to see us. Say, Andy, how's your maw?
Oh, she's fine, Buck. Pa took her up to the San Francisco Fair last week.
Well, that was nice.
He tried to get her a job with Sally Rand, but they turned her down.
They turned her down? Why?
She's got your trouble, Buck. Bow legs.
Now, wait a minute. The next one on this program that says I've got bow legs has got to chase a pig through them.
It's a cinch.
Never mind. Say, Andy, how do you happen to be in town today?
Well, I come down to pick up my girl. She just got a job across the street in that sandwich shop.
In the sandwich shop?
Jeepers creepers, I'm cooked.
Serves you right, Kenny. Say, Andy, I don't suppose I ought to tell you this, but Kenny happens to have your girl's phone number.
Let it ring, Buck. I'll answer it.
Hey, you're pretty sharp. Well, now that you're here, Andy, I hope you can stick around because tonight we're doing a play about the Kentucky Derby. And I think we can find a spot in it for you. What do you say?
Okay, Buck. I hope I'm a jockey.
We'll see, Andy. And now, folks, Kenny Baker, our young tenor, will sing... what are you going to sing, Kenny?
Penny Serenade. It's a request.
Oh, who requested it?
Andy's girl, so I'm just going to sing it mediocre.
Now, Kenny, you mustn't let your personal feelings influence your song. Remember, you're a trooper.
You're right, Jack. I'll sing like I've never sung before. The show must go on.
What a cluck.
You said it. Sing, Pagliacci.
My love song for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade. Once I strayed 'neath a window of a lovely, lovely lady, and she smiled while I softly played my penny serenade. In her eyes shone the tender dawn of love and sweet surrender. As for me, in my heart I played a lover's serenade. See, 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 you
can hear it for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade. See, 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 hear my love song for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade. In a dream so divine, she was mine. No word had been spoken. When I woke from my dream, she was gone. My poor heart was broken. Still I pray that wherever she may be, she will remember in her heart. Always hear my penny serenade. See, see, see. See, see, see. See,
Serenade, sung by Kenny Baker. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we will bring you our tribute to the Kentucky Derby by presenting a little play in two scenes and three furlongs entitled Weather Clear, Track Fast, Fine Play, Bum Cast. Now, in this turf drama, we will all play the parts of horses. I mean, we will all play horses. Pardon me, huh?
This is silly. I'm not going to be a horse.
Kenny, if I can get down on my hands and knees, you can.
Only he can get up.
I can get up too, so don't be so smart. Well, that's settled. We're all going to be horses.
I'd like to see somebody put a saddle on me.
Quiet, El Chico. And pin on your tail. I want this to be realistic. Now, before presenting this play, folks, I would like to announce that any resemblance to horses, living, dead, or under General Sherman is purely coincidental. The opening scene is the paddock at Churchill Downs, 20 minutes before the big race, where we find El Chico, Johnstown, Technician, Shaladon, Heather Broom on location, and all the other entries chewing the fat. Curtain, music. We're horses now, folks. Oh, Shaladon, Shaladon.
Yes, Technician.
You better lay off those oats. No, you've been putting on a lot of weight.
Oh, I'm not so heavy.
You're not. You're the only horse in this stable with a double chin, and you know it. Say, Shaladon, look at El Chico over there with that curly mane of his. That's a finger wave if I ever saw one. What are you eating, El Chico?
Corn.
I thought so. I suppose you think you're going to win today.
Why, pal, my tail will be in your face all around that track.
Oh, it will, eh?
Yeah.
Listen, El Chico, if your tail comes anywhere near my mouth, I'll bob it. So watch out. Oh, hello, Heather Broom. What are you reading?
A letter from my brother. He's with Borden's Dairy now.
Oh. Isn't he pulling that ice wagon anymore?
No, he got cold feet.
I see. Gee, I hope I don't wind up on a milk wagon. I hate those early hours. Well, Heather Broom, good luck to you today.
Hey, Heather, what are you doing after the race tonight?
Oh, nothing. Let's go over to the Blue Moon Livery Stable. They have a marvelous floor show.
They have? Who's playing there?
Fink's Mules.
Oh, they're wonderful. There's a little brunette on the end. Well.
How about going there with me tonight, Heather?
It's a date. I've got a beautiful new blanket I'm going to wear. It's from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Now, wait a minute, El Chico. Heather has a date with me tonight, and I'm going to pick her up at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? You won't be coming into the stretch till 10.
I won't, eh? They clocked me this morning, brother, and I heard my trainer say, if I get on the rail at the first turn, I'll jive right in. So there.
Hey, fellas, there's Johnstown over there. Gee, he's swell-headed.
Yeah, he thinks he's smart because he's a favorite. Look at him getting a hoof-a-cure. Who does he think he is, anyway?
Well, here comes On Location.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, fellas.
Hello, On. You think you've got a chance today?
I will if it's a wet track. You know, I'm a terrific mudder.
You should be. You don't know enough to come in out of the rain.
No,
now, Heather.
Well, I'm 40 to 1 today, Smarty.
Well, that's nothing to brag about.
It ain't, huh? I'd be 60 to 1 if people knew I had that banana split.
I wouldn't be surprised. Shaladon, I told you to lay off those oats.
Well, I'm starved.
I know, but passing you on the track now is practically a detour. My goodness.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Darn these flies. Get away from me, old horse fly.
I want Shaladon. There's meat on him.
Scat! Shoot! Well, fellas, we still got a few minutes to kill before the race. What'll we do?
How about pitching a game of horseshoes?
Oh, I don't want to take them off just for that. Say, who's that new white horse in the stall across the way? They just unloaded him this morning.
Haven't you heard? That's Abdul the Third, an Arabian horse.
Oh, an Arabian, eh? I must get acquainted. Hello, Abdul.
Hello, stranger.
My name is Technician. Where are you from? I mean, what's your lineage?
Are you alluding to me?
Yes, where are you from?
I'm out of Gefilte Girl by Bagel Boy.
Oh, yes, I read about your family in the Breeders' Digest. You come from very good stock.
Why, certainly. You ain't talking to a plug, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. By the way, Abdul, why aren't you in the big race today?
I should get high blood pressure for a bag of oats.
Oh, come on, run in the race.
No, not me, partner.
Oh, come on, don't be so stubborn.
I can't help it. I got mule blood in me.
Well, you'd never know it. Hey, that's for us, fellas. We better get going. So long, Abdo.
Good luck, Technician.
Gee, I'm nervous.
Darn it, I can't find my blinkers.
Gosh, my mane looks beautiful. I bet I get a big hand.
El Chico, put down that mirror. You're a fine 3-year-old. Look at those bags under your eyes. Well, come on, tails up, everybody. We're off to the race. Gee, hey, look at that crowd. We're sure packing them in today, huh?
Well, folks, here come the horses up to the barrier, ready for the big race. Oh, it's a lovely day here at Churchill Downs. I wish you could see these beautiful bangtails prancing up to the post.
Bangtails, I hate that word.
They're lining up, folks. There's Johnstown, the favorite, Shaladon, Heather Broom, El Chico, and on location.
Didn't even mention me. Hey, move over, El Chico. You want the whole track?
Quiet, you old gray mare.
I'm not a mare.
Then take your hoof off your hip.
That's where the fly bit me.
There's a little trouble down there, folks. Technician is glaring at El Chico.
You're darn right I am.
And now Heather Broom is acting up. Seems to be quite temperamental.
What's the matter with you, Heather? Stop fidgeting.
Well, my girdle's too tight.
That's a saddle. How are you going to run in those high-heeled shoes? Who's your blacksmith, anyway?
I, Miller.
Oh. I know him. He used to shoe my mother when she ran at Saratoga.
The horses are calming down now. They're all lined up, all except one who's facing the wrong way.
That's me, folks. Wouldn't you know it?
Yes, turn around.
On Location is back in line now, and it looks like we're going to have...
Yikes! We're off!
And there they go! They broke clean and fast, and Johnstown takes the lead, followed closely by El Chico. T.M. Dorset is third. Then comes Heather Broom, Viscounty, On Location, and Shaladon.
Hey, what am I, an orphan?
And oh, yes, there's Technician, puffing hard.
I am not.
Oh, folks, what a race. Johnstown is still in the lead by 2 lengths. El Chico second, Heather Broom third, and Technician is doing the best he can with those bow legs.
I'd like to kick him right in the face.
They're rounding the far turn now, folks, and coming into the stretch, Johnstown is leading by 3 miles.
Don't exaggerate.
Shaladon and Heather Broom are moving up. Looks like they're going to finish in the money.
I'm going to finish in the money, too.
You wouldn't if you ever spent any.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, look at that Johnstown run. He's still way in the lead. And look, folks, here comes Malicious on the outside.
Malicious? He isn't even running.
Quiet! They're nearing the finish line, folks. Here they come. They're crossing the wire. And here are the winners. Johnstown first by 8 miles and 6 lengths. Shaladon second by a length and a half. Heather Broom third by a head. Technician fifth by a nose.
I was robbed.
And On Location last by courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy.
Gee, I'm all in.
And here's the winner, Johnstown, coming up to the microphone. Say something, Johnstown.
Put the oats on, Ma. I'll be right home.
Boys, play El Chico.
Here's a dessert that's as gay and cheerful to look at as this year's new hats. It's very inexpensive, and it's quick and easy to make. Picture to yourself a gay yellow dessert bowl piled high with smooth, rich, jello chocolate pudding, decorated with fluffs of whipped cream, and topped with bright red maraschino cherries. Yes, ma'am, it is a picture, and just as good to eat as it looks, for jello chocolate pudding brings you that old-fashioned homemade goodness. It has a perfect texture, a rich, tempting color, and it's as easy as can be to make. All three new Jell-O puddings are simple to prepare. The directions are in every package, and they cook in next to no time. And all three taste grand. Jell-O butterscotch pudding, rich with true butterscotch flavor. Jell-O vanilla pudding, delicate and creamy and tempting. Buy three packages at a time. Ask your grocer tomorrow for Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla pudding. The real homemade kind.
Last number of the 32nd program in the new Jell-O series. And we will be with you again next Sunday night at the same time when we will present our version of Pandro S. Berman's great RKO production, Gunga Din. Don't miss it, folks. India, elephants, camels, soldiers, drums, bugles. And I will be Gunga Din.
You got nice legs for it.
Quiet. Good night, folks.
Appears on the Jell-O program through courtesy of Merrill Leroy Productions.
The selection Sing My Heart is from Love Affair. This is the National Broadcasting Company.